Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. The proceedings for former President Jimmy Carter's memorial service began Thursday morning as military service members carried his flag-draped casket down the east steps of the U.S. Capitol, where the former president had laid in state. Hundreds of mourners packed into Washington's National Cathedral on Thursday to bid farewell to the 39th president. President Joe Biden will eulogize Carter, who died on December 29th at the age of 100. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports all of America's living former presidents were on hand for the memorial.
At Washington National Cathedral, Barack Obama and Donald Trump smiled while chatting. George W. Bush and Bill Clinton were a few seats away. Their wives, except Michelle Obama, were there as well. Trump watched as Vice President Harris entered, 2 months after beating her in the presidential race.
His afternoon funeral in Plains, Georgia, will be a small affair limited to family, friends, and members of his church. Carter will be buried alongside his late wife, Rosalynn Carter. Lebanon's lawmakers on Thursday elected Army Chief Joseph Aoun as president after a 2-year vacancy in the position. Zachary Goldman for Reuters reports.
The move elevates a general who enjoys U.S. approval and underscores the diminished sway of the Iran-backed Hezbollah group following more than a year of devastating war with Israel. And it reflects a broader shift in the balance of power, not just within Lebanon, but across the wider Middle East, where Tehran has seen its allies dwindle, including last month's toppling of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Aoun has been commander of the U.S.-backed Lebanese army since 2017. Aoun has a key role in shoring up a ceasefire between Hezbollah and Israel, which was brokered by Washington and Paris in November.
Zachary Goldman for Reuters. This is VOA News. Palestinian sources close to ceasefire talks said on Thursday that U.S. and Arab mediators have made some progress in their efforts to reach an accord between Israel and Hamas in Gaza, but not enough to seal a deal. As talks continued in Qatar, the Israeli military carried out strikes across the enclave, killing at least 23 people on Thursday, Palestinian medics said. The two sides have been at an impasse for a year over two key issues. Hamas has said it will only free its remaining hostages if Israel agrees to end the war and withdraw all its troops from Gaza. Israel says it will not end the war until Hamas is dismantled and all hostages are free. Court papers showed New York's top court rejected on Thursday U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's request to halt his sentencing for his conviction on criminal charges stemming from hush money paid to a porn star. The decision is a setback for Trump, who now must pin his hopes of freezing the case on the U.S. Supreme Court, where his lawyers have made a similar emergency bid to avoid the sentencing set for Friday. Trump was found guilty last May of 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up a $130,000 payment to porn star Stormy Daniels in exchange for her silence before the 2016 U.S. election about a sexual encounter she has said she had with Trump a decade earlier, which he has denied.
Putin's aims remain unchanged, and he wants to totally destroy Ukraine and to break all of us and you too. That's why our goal to find as many instruments as possible to force Russia to peace.
On Thursday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he backs the deployment of Western troops to Ukraine.
I believe that such deployment of partners, contingents, is one of the best instruments. Let's be more practical in making it possible.
Zelensky made his case to a group comprised of about 50 allies who usually meet every few months at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced the U.S. would send another $500 million in security assistance to Ukraine, including missiles for fighter jets, sustainment equipment for F-16s, armored bridging systems, and small arms and ammunition. An army airstrike on a village in western Myanmar has killed at least 40 people. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
At least 40 people have been killed by a Myanmar army airstrike on a village under the control of an armed ethnic minority group, according to a local charity and the group itself. They said hundreds of houses burned in a fire triggered by the bombing. The attack occurred in a village on Ramri Island, an area controlled by the ethnic Arakan army in the west of the country. Myanmar has been racked by violence that began when the army ousted the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi in February 2021. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.